The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Haven't been together in quite some time, Otto.
It's been a while. I'm looking forward to it. I hope that I'm up, keeping my game up.
You're keeping the game up. I'm sure you are.
It's been a few months.
The last two times, either I was out there when we had snow, all different things occurred that
a
kept
lot
us
of
apart, Otto.
Things. Yeah, but I'm glad I'm here.
Now we're here. And before we get to our first guest, I always like to bring everybody and listeners up to date on what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing to remember there is 311. Call 311 basically at any time if you have a question, if you need help. We have social workers that come to the house. We have every day of the week, there's a program someplace throughout the town focusing on seniors, whether it's health management, physical activities, etc. We have transportation to and from shopping, to and from doctor visits. You think about a service that a senior may need to help live in the home they're in now on Long Island, specifically in North Hempstead, and Project Independence provides it with its various partnerships. And one of our partnerships is Rebuilding Together Long Island, and we're very fortunate today to have Joe Botkin with us. And Joe is the Senior Vice President at Rebuilding Together Long Island. And as opposed to me explaining what it is, Bill, Joe, I'm going to go right to you. First of all, I want to thank you. I know you were supposed to be here on the snow day, but we got messed up.
We hung in there.
Mother Nature has to take control once in a while, and we deal with it.
It's nature's world, and we just live here.
It's the truth, absolutely. So we're all together now, finally. And again, thank you, Joe, for coming. Tell us a little bit about, actually, before you tell me about Rebuilding Together Long Island, how did you get involved with Rebuilding Together Long Island?
Well, it goes back a long ways. 25 years ago, a couple of us got together and said we'd like to help our neighbors. And we discovered a national organization. At the time, it was called Christmas in April. And we contacted them and said we'd like to set up a chapter on Long Island. And it started out with a couple of us, with a couple of dollars and a couple of hammers and a couple of nails. And it grew. It grew and it exploded. And today we are called Rebuilding Together Long Island. We have over 300 volunteers who are available to help our neighbors remain in their homes in warmth, in safety, and in independence. So we exist apart from Project Independence.
Right, absolutely.
And we cover all of Nassau and all of Suffolk. Our services are free. About 15 years ago, North Hempstead contacted us and told us that they were trying to set up a program called NORC, Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities, in the village of New Hyde Park.
Which is where I live, frankly, and I was involved with that at the beginning.
Okay, and we sat down around a table and decided that Rebuilding Together could be a component of Project Independence, that particular component which related to home repair.
Okay.
You probably were with Madge Kaplan?
Madge Kaplan was there. No, it was before Madge Kaplan. Goodman?
I don't know. I don't go back past that. Yeah. I go back pretty far.
Uh-huh.
Like you and I go back a little ways.
Oh, we sure do. Anyway, the relationship has lasted many years, and North Hempstead gives us a small amount of money and says, you use it for the people who qualify, and that will take care of the home repair element of Project Independence goal. We find that that modest amount of money goes a long, long way because we have volunteer labor.
That's important.
You have 250 volunteers, I read.
We have 250 volunteers spread out all over Nassau and Suffolk. We figured out that for every dollar that we get from Project Independence, the clients get $4 worth of service.
Wow. That's tremendous.
Which is pretty amazing.
Oh, that's huge.
Pretty amazing.
That's because of volunteerism. By at the end of the day.
Sure.
You have, there's a, again, reading, you know, before, and if I'm wrong, stop me. You do like $2,500 worth of work is like the ceiling that you can do?
Well, you know, there are two tracks here. We're talking about the work that we do outside of North Hempstead and the work that we do in North Hempstead.
Okay.
In North Hempstead, we... why don't I just go through the process?
Yeah.
Okay. We get a call from North Hempstead. They have a client that they think qualifies. They send a social worker to the home. The social worker will evaluate financial eligibility. We only service people who are low income.
Right.
The social worker will then send me the name, address, phone number, contact information, and what the client is requesting. Let's say the client needs a wheelchair ramp. We will send an evaluator to that home, figure out what the materials for that job will cost.
Okay.
We'll submit that to Project Independence. And they will tell us, yes, we approve, or no, we do not approve. So the $2,500 limit that you mentioned, Otto, is really for all of our projects, not for Project Independence. Most of the projects with Project Independence will cost a maximum of $1,000 or $1,500.
Okay.
I can't imagine that we would spend more than that on any one client. But as I say, for that $1,500, the client is getting four times that in value.
Right.
I mean, that's just the cost of the materials, basically.
Exactly.
There's no labor cost involved.
Exactly right.
Which can be pretty stiff nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
Very often we'll do work that doesn't involve cost. You know, we'll adjust a thermostat or something like that. So many of the clients coming to us for Project Independence are not costing anybody anything, just labor.
Right. I always like to use the example that little jobs sometimes are really a big deal to somebody. And I used the one about a toilet seat. You know, somebody who's not able to replace a toilet seat, you know, that's a big deal if you can't do it. You know, but if you have somebody do it for you... that's a good thing.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Or a light bulb or...
Otto, I'm laughing because yesterday I put in a toilet seat.
There you go.
The toilet seat cost $9.95. It took me 10 minutes.
Right.
The client couldn't thank me enough. She said she's been falling off a broken toilet seat for the past two months.
Yeah.
So very good. Very, very ironically, you know, it's just a good example. Simple, but important.
Right. Well, one of the first issues I had, and this is, it wasn't even with Project Independence. I'm also the president of the Great Neck Senior Center. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I was going to a woman's house to pick up some art. We were having a raffle, and she was donating a few things. We had a conversation. She's also a member of the Unitarian Church where I go, but I didn't know her from there. And she's telling me the electrician is coming because she has a problem in the basement. I said, okay. And I know nothing. Trust me, I don't know how to do anything. So what's the problem? She takes me into her kitchen, and you have like two steps, And then you go down the rest of the stairs, you make a little, there's a little platform there. And she clicks the light switch on and off. You see, the light doesn't work. But, and she's a small little lady. I said, you having a light bulb? And I could reach it just by stretching, change the light bulb, and that was it. But she was having an electrician come, which would have been like a, I don't know at the time, maybe 70, 80. I mean, they have to get paid.
Well, he would have charged.
100%.
She, whoever would have charged you just for.
And so those things that you guys do, it's just a gift for these people. Because, you know, like that lady with the toilet seat, the lady with a light bulb. It helps their day.
I'm laughing, John. We're signing you up.
Oh, no. No. Trust me. A light bulb I can do, but not much more, Joe.
You know, that leads me to a question that I have for you, Joe. And that is, like John just said, he doesn't have any experience. I'm like semi-handy, but I can't do a whole lot of things either. That's not what I did for a living. And frankly, I would hire somebody back when I was working. But my point is that when you get volunteers, do they have to be like skilled craftsmen? Do they have to be able to do carpentry work or electrical work or plumbing or whatever?
You know, out of like any big organization or small one, there are many other jobs besides changing a light bulb. We have an office. We have an office in Farmingdale, and we have people who man the phones and do the mailings and interview clients. We have people who do the intake on jobs, and they'll go to a home and introduce themselves and introduce us,
right,
so that when my workers go in, they're not total strangers. So there's many, many jobs going on. Occasionally we'll do a yard cleanup, and how much skill does that involve? You know, we get a dumpster, we get 15 people with clippers and rakes. So the answer to your question is we got plenty of opportunities. We turn down a lot of volunteer offers because people who work during the week and are only available on a limited basis on weekends don't fit our job description. So as reluctant as we are to say no, those are people that we'll tell them. Occasionally we could give you a call, but it doesn't often happen, particularly since we have 250 people waiting to be called and asked to work.
Is Rebuilding Together Long Island, is Rebuilding Together like a national organization?
Yes, it is. There are last time I checked, there are about 275 chapters across the country. And it was created about 30 years ago by a group in Texas. And they were doing volunteer work, and the woman they were helping at the end of the job said, wow, this is like having Christmas in April.
Mm-hmm.
And they adopted the name. But we dropped it after a while. We realized it didn't really describe what we do, and we were getting people calling, do you have any Christmas wreaths left over?
I was curious because on your website, there's an ad with Morgan Freeman. And I was wondering, like, Morgan Freeman, you know, if it were just Long Island, I couldn't imagine him doing the ad. But this was a national deal. I wonder if he got paid for that, or was he a volunteer?
He was definitely a volunteer.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Habitat
has Jimmy Carter, so we
right.
We tried to get Morgan Freeman, and he felt what we were doing was very worthwhile and agreed to sponsor us.
That was a nice,
that's a great idea. Yeah. A man of recognition. Yeah. We're going to go into our first break. We're here listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, talking with Joe Botkin from the Rebuilding Together Long Island. We'll be right back.